You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Yeah, you heard that right. This is Open Mic, and it's me, your host, Daniel. Back for episode number 36. Didn't have one last week. It was Canada Day. Hope everybody had a good day, whether or not you celebrate Canada Day. I know I took advantage of the sun, took advantage of the nice day. Actually had a fun weekend last weekend. Went out to the Elvis Penticton Festival. It was a great time. Saw like 40 different Elvis tribute artists. Just all in all, great experience. Definitely recommend it. One of my friends was in the paper. Got a lot of video of him. Maybe I'll talk more about that in the future. But I'm back, and I got a great show for you today. Going to be starting it off with some jazz music, something I found on our playlist. An artist that I really love and really inspired me, a pianist that goes by the name Chick Corea, who unfortunately passed away recently, but this is one of his last albums to come out, so I guess it came out posthumously. It's with another artist named Bella Fleck, who does banjo. Never heard about him before, went and looked into him. Apparently he's multi-award Grammy winning, so this is news to me, but their album came out just a couple months ago, I think, like in May. It goes by the name Remembrance, and it's filled with new tunes, old tunes, and also a ton of covers, especially this one that I'm going to play for you here. It's one of my favorites, one of my favorite pieces of all time. It goes by the name Bemsha Swing, originally made by Thelonious Monk and Denzel Best, and recorded on the Thelonious Monk Trio. It's been sampled a ton of times, and it was sampled by like Dos Manos. It's a Japanese hip-hop group, but you don't want to hear me talk about it. You just want to hear it. So here it is, Bemsha Swing by Chick Corea and Bella Fleck. Thank you. Again, that one right there, Bemsha Swing, Chick Corea and Bella Fleck version off the new album Remembrance. Definitely such a catchy tune. The head always gets stuck in my head. If you want to hear that track with a few different bands, I definitely recommend listening to the Thelonious Monk version. So he's the composer, but he has a version on his album Brilliant Corners from, I believe, 55 with Max Roach on the drum and also the timpani. And I love the timpani as an instrument. I don't know if you guys out there also love it, but I can never get enough of it. So check that one out too, and check out the rest of the record. Bella Fleck right there on the banjo. You don't hear banjo in jazz a lot, so really interesting. Gonna keep it jazzy, but add a little bit more, maybe like funk fusion to this mix here. Got a track here I found on our playlist. It goes by the name Momo by a New Zealand composer by the name Alex Pipes. Great name. And this one here was featuring Joe Capteen, I believe, on the keyboards and synths. But really, what sold me about this track was that infectious drum groove. But I'll let you hear it. Thank you. one again right there. Momo, Alex Pipes featuring Joe Captine. Alex Pipes there is the composer, but also the guitarist, so any of those sweet little licks you get there. But I hope you understand what I mean about that drum beat. Just that simple, I think it's called a tresillo. I think that's what the rhythm is called, but I think a lot of cultures have it, but I normally hear it in like Latin music, but always catches my attention, that boom, tsa-dunsa, boom, tsa-dunsa. I don't know. Anyway, easy listening over. Time to wake you up. Got some screamo here out of Kitchener, Ontario. Band goes by the name Basque, as in like the region in Spain. This one is off their new album, Pain Without the Hope of Healing, or Pain Without Hope of Healing, sorry. I'm going to play two tracks back to back off that album. First is Perks, and then we're going to go straight into Stillness. We'll be right back. That again, Basque, that second track there, Stillness, the one before Perks. Go check out their record, Pain Without Hope of Healing. If you like some screamo, like some emo, I hope that woke you up, because we're going to keep it heavy. Got some music here, brand new, album just came out 2 days ago. Check in the Bandcamp of the band, literally in the description outside of, you know, produced by, mixed by, where it was made. It just says, yay, finally, so I'm assuming it's been a long time coming. This one here, a Vancouver band, they go by the name Gadfly. If you haven't got a chance to see them, they play all the time, so definitely check out their Instagram, find their next show, check it out. Definitely worth seeing them live. This one here, the track is called Mother Buzzer, and it's off this brand new record, like I said, that goes by the name Sura.
Interested in joining improv sessions? Four seasoned facilitators are holding an event involving climate change on July 12th between 7 and 9 p.m. All experience levels are welcome and light snacks will be provided as well. The event takes place at Moberly Arts and Cultural Center with a performance at the end of the show. For more info and to RSVP, you can find them on Instagram at instagram.com/ginsolostalgia.
That one right there, really heavy. Hope it woke you up. If anything didn't, I hope that got you to rise and shine. That one right there was a song by the name Blinding Faith by a band called Knocked Loose, some metal out of Louisville, Kentucky, off their brand new record, You Won't Go Before You're Supposed To. Fantastic name, heavy record, up there with Candy's It's Inside You is the heaviest thing I've heard this year, so go listen to the rest of that if you loved it. And also check out Candy's It's Inside You. Candy is coming, I believe they're touring with Exodus later in the year, so also going to be able to go catch them live, which with metal and any type of punk, I highly recommend, because it makes your eardrums bleed, at least for me, because I don't refuse to. I just always forget to bring earplugs. But that's part of the fun. So keeping it heavy, got an exclusive track here, something I recorded while I was at Sled Island. Managed to catch this one band. I've been playing them a lot here. Centuries, just a one-man band, Kim Elliott, but here at a full band behind him. This one here is actually a cover of a song. It goes by the name Colossus by band Idols. Came out in 2018 off their record Joy as an Act of Resistance, which is a fantastic name, by the way. But I managed to catch this audio for it. Going to play it for you here, and then stay tuned, because maybe later this week I'm thinking there's an interview with Kim coming out. Going to have the transcription and full thing out on our website, so stay tuned. But until then, you're going to have to be satisfied with this cover of Colossus by Idols by Centuries.
Maybe it was about this one. I don't know.
They laugh at me when